Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Roll For It, a fast-paced Dungeons & Dragons podcast with random monsters and epic adventure.
Each episode, we will be encountering one of 100 monsters that our DM has compiled for us. We never know what we'll face next.
Also, we'll be leveling up, meaning our characters will get very powerful very fast.
Along the way, our characters will actually be going on a continuous journey that links together the entire campaign.
So tune into our show if you're an experienced D&Der, brand new to role-playing games, or if you just like to hear people have fun. Welcome, everybody, to episode 9 of Roll For It. Do you guys remember what happened last time?
Jushna happened last time.
The Dragonborn fighting in the arena.
That we totally saved. Almost didn't, but we did.
And you guys were basically following the guidance of the magic mirror that Vaylet has.
Mm-hmm. The mother's mirror.
Yeah, yes. She basically said, yeah, get to town and tell me where you are and we'll guide you from there.
Cool,
and she was going to help you get to the castle, which she says is safe.
And Averin, Bale, and Star also didn't show up to the wedding.
Right.
Which is so rude.
You guys are about to hit the road with Jushna because you're kind of wanted felons here for causing some ruckus.
Whoops.
Your mother tells you to head north along the main road.
All right.
It's going to be like a couple weeks before you reach the mountains.
Whoa. Okay.
Because the castle's up in the mountains.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
quality time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Once every day or so, your mother checks in with you, Vaylet, and just makes sure that you're safe, and you guys chat for like a little bit. Anything that you want to, anything pressing that you want to bring up?
Where are you? Like, I want to ask her, where are you? Are you in the castle? How is this communication possible?
The mirror that I gave you, it's like we have a copy of it, and it's been a thing that we've done in our family for a long time.
But where are you now?
I'm at Castle Viahara.
You're at the castle.
Yes. Safe and with your father and most of the families here and all of the servants and everybody's doing pretty okay. It's colder here, but otherwise it's a beautiful spot. You're going to enjoy it when you arrive.
Okay. Well, we're on our way, Mummy.
Vaylet, ask her how the castle got there in the first place.
Oh, good idea. Maybe she knows. Mummy, how did the castle arrive there in the first place?
Well, the scholars here have determined that it's some sort of magic castle.
No shit, Sherlock.
Okay, do not speak to my mother that way.
She can't hear me.
Good. All right.
We're really not sure.
Scholars need to really get on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Has she always known that the castle was magic? I just don't remember learning about
it. I don't remember it either.
It was quite a surprise to all of us here.
Okay, all right.
When it happened. It's been hard.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. We will be there as soon as we can.
But we were filled with such joy when we found that you were alive and returning to us.
Yes, we're very excited as well. Vaylet has like a hint of like, she's pushing it aside in her mind, but she's kind of secretly worried that this is a trap.
Okay. So you guys ride along.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys travel north, the winds grow noticeably colder and the air itself begins to feel a little lighter. You make use of the quilts and wool blankets gifted you by Mumps' home village. Of course, these are blankets meant for halflings, so it takes quite a few of them to quell the cold. It approaches dusk as a very light rain begins to fall, somewhere between a drizzle and a snow shower, and with it, a thickening mist adds to the chill. Ahead, you notice a small village sits on the fork in the road. As you grow nearer, a strange scene is unveiled beyond the fog. Dozens of human folk stand in the street, all with their attention fixed on what looks like a tavern right in the center of town. A few of them hold torches to ward off the approaching night. They all wear humble garb and look ordinary in appearance apart from the unmistakable look of terrible fright in their faces. As you approach, a few of them notice you and jump a little at the sight. They nudge others, and the group's attention is divided between the tavern and your odd bunch of adventurers.
I look for one that doesn't look as scared as the others.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, sir, I say.
So it's a rather large man with a thick gray mustache. And he kind of steps a little bit towards you.
What is going on in the town?
His voice is a little bit shaky. And he says, are you here about the voices?
Yes.
And he points to the building that everybody's kind of half-circled around, but not getting any closer to.
There are voices coming from the distillery.
Another man, tall and lanky, pipes up. We heard them screaming from the distillery, late in the night. At first we thought it was simple scrap, but the screams got real bad. And then an older woman steps up and continues the tale. Peter and Ulrich went in to check things out. There was just more screaming. So we woke old Mars, and Ludwig got his halberd and Marks his broadsword, and they went in, and it was quiet for a long time. But they didn't come out, and sometimes still...
Was that the old woman, or was that...
a blood-curdling scream from inside the distillery.
Havilar jumps, but she recovers herself very quickly and looks around and makes sure no one saw.
Yeah, we got a couple of jumps.
Mumps saw.
Mumps didn't see anything.
So there's a scream from inside, and there's other screams, too.
No, what please!
What are you doing? What
screams
are you?
Screams kind of are overlapping to a point where you can't understand what each of them is saying.
Yeah, you shouldn't send anybody else in there. That sounds dangerous.
So the guy with the mustache says, so you're here to fix it, adventurers?
No.
Heck yeah, we are.
Mom, we don't really have time, unfortunately.
We don't have time to go in and save some helpless souls.
You just said no one should go in there, Mom. So which is it?
No non-heroic adventurers. Sorry, mister, I don't know who you are, but you don't look very heroic at all. But I'm just saying, you know, we got weapons and magic powers. And I think, you know, if we kick down this door and think about this real hard, we're gonna help you guys out.
All right, then, Mumps, why don't you lead the way?
Yes, yes. Well, after you, Mumps.
Mumps hops off a Durban, struts boldly up to the door, chest puffed out, raises one halfling leg, and kicks the double doors like a cowboy saloon.
Oh, no. Duh.
Nothing happens.
The door swings open. The voices completely stop, and it's silent in here.
Yeah, you better run.
Right as Mumps kicks the door, and I run up and grab him by the collar and pull him back a little bit, but we're, like, right at the door.
Yeah.
And I'm behind you.
Okay.
Yes.
So inside, you see three or four bodies on the ground, each in, like, a pool of blood. The place is wrecked. There's, like, tables and chairs kind of scattered all over the place. Some kind of crazy struggle was here. Violette, as you approach behind them, you glance up at the sign. Dangling on rusted chain reads, High Spirits. And beneath it, Drogo's Distinguished Distillery.
Well, before we go any further, how much blood are we talking?
So when you look down, you see a man whose head is facing you, but you can't actually make out his face because it seems to have been bashed in repeatedly.
Yep, that'll do it. Mumps leans over to Havilar's shoes and just unleashes everything from inside of him. Barfs right there.
Just right at the beginning.
Do I avoid it?
So you can make a dexterity saving throw.
20 modified.
All right. So not even looking, she just expects this from you. So she just like hops back, spreads out, and your barf lands uninterrupted to the dirt.
Everyone's below. A winner.
What do you guys do?
I'm gonna rush into this a little bit.
So why? Hey guys, why are we doing this? I think we're supposed to be heading to find the castle. This seems like a useless detour on the way.
I wouldn't call these people's lives useless. You know, there's a lot.
Well, it seems like as long as no one goes in here, it's fine.
We don't know that. I mean, what if it's like, you know, a hag thing or a ghost thing and it just floats around town and kill everyone's dead?
I feel like maybe that's a job for some other heroes. I just don't understand what our motivation is for going in here now when we're on our way. We are basically, are we close to the mountain yet?
Yeah, you're probably a few days.
A few days.
I think we can spare 30 minutes.
That is a massive assumption, Mom, that it's going to take 30 minutes to save this
town. How long does
it
usually take us to stab things? Like 30 seconds, just saying.
How long did it take us to defeat the beast in the Colosseum again?
I am concerned for the princess's safety. This seems excessively violent in here.
There's this giant pool of blood and now vomit. Well,
you guys hear
just
a little shuffling of cloth from one of the bodies inside.
What was that?
And you glance over and you see that one of them that's kind of leaned up against the bar in the corner, he has a, there's a crossbow sitting on his lap, and that fires, hits the frame of the door kind of near the three of you.
Hey, and, you, mister with the crossbow.
Can I just take my javelin and throw it at him immediately?
Hey, no, wait.
I mean, he did attack us.
I'm just a little jumpy. It's been a long week.
It's completely
this
dark
place
in here.
Is terrifying. All right.
So the javelin just hits the guy in the chest. And he looks down and he says, "Welcome to high spirits. The best thing for low spirits is my spirits. What can I provide?" And he slumps over.
Oh.
You guys just be like, "Well, it's all taken care of."
Okay.
Let's just close this door. Maybe don't go in there. Just burn it down. I think burn it down.
I like that idea, maybe actually. Best. It's a quick one.
Mumps, quick. Can you do something about this? Surely you can heal him.
If he were alive, I could. There's no point now.
I think, you know, he probably lived a very happy life.
Is anyone else alive?
Hello? Is anyone in here alive?
So you guys glance around. There's definitely more blood on the floor now that you're looking than three or four bodies worth of blood.
Oh, no.
Can we check? Can I check the bodies to see if anyone's alive?
Yeah. So you check, you flip them over. The guy whose face is bashed in is gone. Nearby him is a table leg with bits of bone and flesh still stuck to it. There's a woman in here whose throat has been cut, and she's no longer with us. And there is another man who seems to have been stabbed repeatedly with a small blade.
This thing's mad. Ooh.
So you guys are in there kind of looking around?
How well can we see in there?
I light a torch. Give it to Mumps.
Mumps, you can clearly see the gruesome scene now a little bit better than you did before.
Yeah, but I got nothing left in me. It all came out at the door.
It's a little weak now. And I go to get my javelin.
You retrieve it. So getting Wipe close to this guy, you see that his hands are bandaged up. He's like missing multiple fingers, but he's got fresh wounds as well, besides the javelin in his chest.
I'm sure that he was going to die anyway. I mumble as I take the javelin out.
As you guys say that, you hear just a heavy dragging of like metal on wood. You turn towards the source of the sound, and you see a little girl who's dragging a broadsword behind her. It's as big as she is, and she's stepping towards you quietly. And then when you all turn to her, she stops and stares at you.
Javelin, Heveler, javelin, 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 Heveler.
Yeah.
I take the javelin and I throw it at her immediately.
Great.
Real little girls don't carry broadswords.
Yeah, little girls are creepy as fuck.
It's 15.
This hits her in the chest, and she flies back from the impact and lies on the ground dead.
Oh, well done, Heveler. Well done. Oh,
that could have turned out really bad.
Yeah, that could have been really rough.
You guys hear horrible screaming.
Oh, no.
From beneath you.
How many more javelins do you have, by the way?
Three.
Only three left?
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll probably use all of them.
Yeah.
You hear from beneath you, various voices chiming in. My stomach hurts. Whose eyes are these? It's impossible. And other various strange things to hear screamed from below.
Are there like bodies on the ground?
Underground?
In perhaps a cellar or a basement distillery, perhaps.
Butler.
These people seem like they need to be put out of their misery.
What's going on with the little girl?
Oh, she's dead.
You did a good thing.
She's lying there next to a broadsword, and there's a javelin sticking straight up out of her chest.
Can I
she's
take the broadsword?
Back. Sure. Cool. It's heavy.
That's fine. I'm getting strong.
It's a very sturdy broadsword. It's not like well decorated like you've typically seen around the castle. But
I'll get it decorated when we get to the castle.
Yeah.
Obviously.
We'll just add that stuff later.
So I'm assuming we should go the way the girl came from, yeah?
Yeah, let's head in there.
I want to look at her body first.
So she came, looks like she crawled out of a cabinet.
Oh, she crawled out of this cabinet. That's very creepy. I think that you definitely did the right thing by killing her.
I don't know if she's hiding in the cabinet. She might have just been a little girl.
Well, either way.
Although, what was she doing in a bar?
And why did she have a broadsword? A lot of questionable things.
So many questions that we can't get answers to because we killed her.
While you're up there, Vaylette, you find some spirits. There was also a couple of jars just of a clear liquid, like with a little bit of a yellow tint to it.
Can I put them in like my bag?
You do so.
Let's go downstairs and see what's up.
Yeah, so you don't find a stairway, but you do find a trapdoor behind the bar with a heavy metal ring.
Is there nothing weird about her body that I can see?
No, she seems unharmed.
Except for the giant hole in her chest.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah.
Can we all agree to speak to the next living thing?
I can't agree to that because I feel like we don't know.
I
we
understand.
Were attacked by one. A little girl came out, which is a clear sign of terror.
Perhaps just a far away, what do you want?
Okay.
You know, yeah, stay far away. But
well,
yeah.
Maybe I can perceive. Is there anything weird about this area by the trapdoor?
Just with your eyes, you perceive that bleeding things have been dragged down into this cellar. But then when you kind of try and open up your senses, you get the sense that these voices are causing like madness, like almost like you three could have been affected, but you're maybe too strong. But maybe the people in this bar who have like
gone crazy.
Succumbed to it.
Oh. I told you we had to come in. We were strong enough. We resisted the voice. Yeah.
Well, Mums, I hope we don't die.
There's this swelling up of like whispers and low murmurs from beneath you as well, and all just kind of...
Maybe those sounds are what drove the people to madness. Maybe if we go down and we can see what's really down there, we won't succumb to the insanity.
I mean, if they're still screaming, they're still alive, so we should probably get down there before they die, yeah?
I mean, if that's coming from... the screams could be the thing that's driven people to madness.
Well, then even better. We'll go down and kill it.
I'm into it. Let's do it. Javelin's at the ready.
Did you pull it out of the little girl? You get
I
that
did.
Fourth javelin.
I
great,
got
great, good. What about the other one? Can we grab the other one, too?
No, I have that one already. It was the same one. Oh, it was not even put away yet before. It
reduce,
was used.
Reuse, recycle. Again.
Yes, that's my motto.
Hello? Hello? Yoo-hoo! Anyone down here?
So you open the trap door.
Yeah. And I'm like, yoo-hoo!
All right, so it does take, like, your first lift doesn't really move it. It's kind of warped, so you give it a good tug, though. And then... As soon as the thing slams open, the voices and everything stop, and once again, the air is filled with a heavy silence.
Mm. These voices are really shy. They keep stopping every time we go someplace.
Havilar, did you see how strong I was opening that trap?
I did. I'm so impressed.
You don't hear a response, but you do see the staircase descending into the cellars, reddened with blood.
Oh, no.
And as is the floor beyond it. But actually, the floor may just be red.
Mm.
It looks strangely uneven. Not like a typical stone floor in shape, shade, or shine.
Mm.
It's actually shinier.
Oh.
Is this a stairway into hell?
Is it made of bones?
It's made of wood.
Well, let's just head in and see what happens. I start heading down the stairs.
Wait.
I'm heading along. I'm on my way.
If there's anyone here who needs help, just yell and we'll help you. But if not, then we're leaving.
Or we'll kill you. Can I use my control flame to like light up some flameage down there so I can see a little, can we see better?
Yeah,
what's...
Well, Havilar's still got a torch that she's holding as well.
Mums is holding the torch.
I have a torch in my left hand and a rapier in the right.
You light a flame in your hand
and the
at the bottom.
Oh, dope.
So you're at the bottom step of the stairs and you see the room illuminated by your flames. You see it as well, Havilar. So basically you guys walked down and to your right the room extends. To your left is just stone and dirt. It extends about 40 feet to your right and directly to your right, kind of behind you near the stairs, is a small living area with an unmade bed and an old but comfy looking chair. Further into the room are a series of large metallic cylinders, intricately connected by pipes and knobs. Looks like there are two identical sets of these. There's one on either side of the room extending. And then in the center of those is a long, skinny, cluttered table right in the center of the room. And at the opposite end is a makeshift wooden door covering most of a large hole that seems to descend further underground past this room.
Is this someone's bedroom? Someone lives down here?
So no one has responded to me then?
No. And the floor in this room is just uneven and like a pinkish red.
It seems as if these voices are coming from nowhere.
Yes, and there's no one here we need to help. So, Mumps, it looks like we're in the clear.
Shall we go?
Well, I mean, if the distillery's here, you know, let's get a drink. Let's stay a while. Let's see if anything shows up.
I don't particularly want to stay a while in here. I feel like we should get a drink and see ourselves out and close this place down for business.
Well, yes, let's get a drink.
Yes.
First and foremost, I think we've all agreed that that's what we want. And then perhaps just look around the room for clues, and then we can leave and just tell the villagers that...
Don't go in here.
Burn it down. I think.
Burn it down.
When you take your first steps off the stairs, your feet kind of sink. It's like the floor is made of dough almost.
Oh.
And then your feet like sink like a foot and a half in.
Ooh. This is very
fun.
Odd. Can I stab it?
It sounds like the house is a thing and we're in a mouth.
So what do you stab it with?
Do you say that out loud?
I feel like he does say that, I guess, as you're going, as you're about
how
to.
I
before, you know, make a third rash decision, I think we should maybe...
investigate this fleshiness.
Okay, I pause.
When you glance back down, there's two eyeballs looking up at you. From you swear they weren't. You're not sure. Maybe they were there the whole time.
Mumps.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to back up. Just back up. Back up the stairs now.
We're getting out of here.
Good young.
Okay.
Halfling.
All right.
I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Oh.
So that good.
It's a natural one, but I have it +7.
And you try and step back, but your foot is stuck. This mass appears in front of you, like from these eyes. It just grows up, and you see this big mouth open up with rows of sharp teeth, and it just bites you.
Land shark!
The full form of the thing that appears in front of you looks like this.
No!
Ew!
For those of you at home who can't see what we're looking at, it looks like a piece of pink Laffy Taffy that has teeth inserted into it and has been chewed for at least 2 hours.
This thing is called a gibbering mouther.
Of course it is.
And it's got eyeballs all over it as it grows up out of the floor and attacks you. You take 20 piercing damage. Yeah.
Whoa.
As the teeth kind of form morph around you and the taffy just sort of... The taffy, yeah.
I can eat it.
The thing just sort of plops over your shoulder and the teeth dig right into your neck and chest. And you actually fall down onto the ground with it.
I let out a scream.
So you do. And Vela, you hear that.
I'm mixing drinks. What?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Abelar, I yell down the trapdoor. What's going on down there? Are you okay?
All right, so Vaylet reaches the top of the steps.
I don't even hear her. I'm in too much pain.
Vaylet, no!
So is Havilar in the mouth of the beast, or did it bite and then let go?
No, it's like she fell down, so she's kind of on the floor and sunken in a little bit, but okay. The beast has still got teeth kind of clawing into her as well.
I'm going to try and cast Confusion on the blob. It's going to be in a 10-foot radius sphere.
So Havilar has to save against it, right?
Against a Wisdom saving throw.
All right. Well, I got a 17.
Ah!
I succeeded. That might be the first time I've ever succeeded against the spell Confusion.
Congratulations.
So I've broken the curse. Havilar, did you try and make your saving throw?
Oh!
Wow,
Lordy.
You're having a rough one.
It's a one.
It's still early, though.
All right, so you're confused as well.
Because it only got me, it didn't get the...
Right.
It's in a sphere, and you're in the sphere.
Can I get out of it?
How
do I get out?
In your next turn.
Mumps, you cast that spell down into the center of the room. After you do that, you see another form appears right at the bottom of the steps, and it's just as gruesome and ugly with just eye stalks kind of poking out from everywhere. And then you just hear this deafening screaming and crying from like all around the basement. But it's just terrifying. And then it's your turn, Havilar. What does Havilar get to do since she's confused?
Nothing, probably.
Three means you do nothing.
So Havilar, you just kind of look up and you feel this pain in your shoulder, but you're not really sure just how to react to it, honestly.
I feel very peaceful, actually, and happy inside.
Okay.
I'm just looking around pleasantly.
And you just hear cries of agony next to you.
In the distance, but they sound more like birds chirping to me at the moment.
Yep.
And Mumps goes, oh, what a pickle I'm in.
So this gibbering mouther begins to kind of climb the stairs, the one that's at the bottom of the stairs, Mumps, and it's going to make an attack against you.
Okay.
So you take 22 damage as it kind of wraps up and bites you in the the arm and also in the ear at the same time. It's got mouths all over it. Yep. And also you see, Vaylette, you're at the top of the steps. You see two of its eye stalks kind of like glance towards you. And you just hear like a spit sound. And this glowing piece of mucus flies out towards you and then explodes in this bright light. So I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Sure. Now it's a dexterity saving throw. But when I need it, it's a strength.
Oh, no. 9.
Okay, so this thing explodes kind of near you. And it just creates this light that blinds you for a moment.
Okay.
And you do feel a little bit of splash on your face, but you don't know where that's from. You are...
My beautiful face.
Blinded.
My perfect face.
Does a 13 hit your armor class?
No.
So you're sitting there, and the thing kind of attacks you. I gave it advantage, too, so you got pretty lucky. And it attacks you, and it just starts chewing away at clothes instead of your skin, which is nice.
I see it as a cute bunny rabbit nibbling
sort of
at
pet
me.
Its head a little bit. And then, Mumps, the other thing you notice as you're kind of struggling with this one in front of you is the door on the other end of the room falls over, and you see another one of these things approaching from that other room.
Lovely.
And then it is Vaylette's turn. Vaylette, you are blind, but you can still do whatever you want.
I want to use the staff that we got and conjure the giant insect to come help fight with us.
Okay, great. All right, so basically that's going to transform an insect into a giant version of itself.
Okay.
Okay, so you slam the staff down and you can make a command like for this insect to kind of follow when it appears.
Okay.
So what do you want it to do?
I
want to
say, insect of the bar, follow my command and we shall succeed against these hideous beasts. Attack the creature that is attacking Mumps. I don't want to do anything with you. You're having a hard time, Havilar, so...
You don't see what happens, Vaylette, but you guys see three giant spiders actually appear.
Three giant spiders.
Right on the ceiling above Mumps. One of them sort of underneath the stairs, and one of them further into the room on the wall. And those two giant spiders attack the gibbering mouther.
Yeah, you're gonna bite my friends, they're gonna bite you back.
It just dug its fangs into the mass of the gibbering mouther.
Cool. There's a bunch of spiders on me.
They're not on you.
Well, no, but, like, they're with me. They're my buddies. They're on me. They got my back.
All of our spiders are attacking the one.
For now.
There are three total guys.
What are they called? Gin Blossoms? Gibbering?
Gin Blossoms is a better name for them, I think.
It's a 90s
Gibbering Mouthers.
Gibbering Mouthers. Okay.
Maybe I'll save my spell slots for now. And I'm going to try and stab the gibbering baboo-daboo.
Okay. Make an attack roll with your rapier.
Yes. And I do get two attacks, so I'll roll twice.
Okay.
15.
Edit.
And it's either 12 or 13, but are either of those going to hit my math?
Yep, both of them will hit.
Oh, great, okay. I take that rapier, and I just aim for one of them beady little eyes. Stabby stab.
Yep. You pierce two of the little eyes, and they kind of fall apart inside the mass of the thing. Each time you pull your sword out of it, some blood kind of spatters aside.
Yay.
And then do you stay put where you're at?
Yeah, if I move, it's going to opportunity attack me. So I'm just going to sit tight.
All right. Havilar, you are up. You need to roll a d10.
Right, to see what you do in your confusion.
Oh, you know what? Actually, you can dispel that. Since it's not working on anybody, you can just cancel it.
Yeah, great. Okay, boom. Hey, Havilar, welcome back.
Havilar, you're back to a worse world now.
Welcome back.
I scream in pain as the pain registers. I fly into a rage.
All right. Seems appropriate.
I push myself up off the ground,
okay,
and then take out my greatsword and begin slashing at the nearest blob.
All right, make your two attack rolls.
And 10.
That will hit too.
Gumby ass little things have no armor class.
Yeah, the thing's just kind of jiggling around in front of you. It's not very agile. You slash through it twice. As you slash into the weird, creepy flesh of this creature, the dragon spirits sort of circle around it. Plus, you get extra damage on each hit for your rage, which is, what, 3 extra damage each?
Yeah.
So that's a total of 34 damage. And the thing is bloodied, so your second slash through just kind of chops a mass off of it, and it just sort of falls onto the floor and, like...
You want to give us some sound effects there? Like a nice... What sound does it make when it's lobbed off? love it.
You knew that immediately.
Yeah.
Great. Didn't have to think twice.
The thing attacks you, Havilar. stretches up and lunges at you, and you step aside, and it falls down past you as it critically fails.
It's nice to know that works
classic
both ways.
Gibbering mouther. The one on the steps is going to make an attack against Spider.
Spider friend.
The creature kind of stretches up and bites the spider above it and just bites it all over its like face. And as it tears away one of its mandibles, some blood kind of spills down over you, Mo.
Yay!
And it is bloodied, the spider.
Oh, no.
I was like, yay.
My baby.
So the other one is going to get 10 feet closer to Havilar and then stop. It just kind of slowly lurches along with a sound effect, probably. Yep.
We're all there. We're all in the room. We hear it. All
right. Then another one appears at the door.
Oh, a fourth one.
Yes. But then it's Vaylet's turn.
Can I see now?
Yes, you can.
Okay, great.
But you also hear this weird screaming and whispering in your ears from just everywhere around you, so you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Sure. Quick.
The voices kind of turn you to madness.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you do nothing.
Oh, okay.
Because she's going crazy. She
yeah, you
it.
Just you just sort
I
of
just freeze.
Your senses are overwhelmed by this screaming okay. and yelling and the sight of blood in front of you and Mumps. And
I'm in shock.
And then Mumps, what do you do?
I would like to try confusion again, but I'm gonna aim it right over here, so that it hits bloodied Blobby and Blobby number three,
okay.
while avoiding Havilar this time.
All right, bloody Blobby gets a 16.
Ah.
Other one is confused.
Yay!
I only have one spell that's usable as a bonus action, but it's a good one. It's Healing Word, and I'm going to heal Havilar. 4, 3, plus 3 is 6, plus 4 is 10. You have 10 more health points.
Oh.
All right, Havilar, you feel slightly rejuvenated as you're back on your feet with your greatsword in hand. What do you do?
So I guess I'm just going to, can I hack this one and then hack this one?
All righty.
Oh, and I get two, oh, right, okay. 20!
Yay!
Nat 20! All right, so
making up for them once.
Damage for that is going to be 5d6.
17, 20.
All right, so the thing kind of opens its maw for like another attack, but you split it right down the center, split in almost in half vertically. You have another attack. Where do you want to use it?
I'm going to use it on the next one.
The healthy but confused one.
Oh,
it's a 20 again.
You're having very like bipolar like.
Ones and 20s today. All right, roll
it's
your
like,
damage.
It's only a 5% chance you roll one and then two in a row. What are the odds of that?
One in 400. All right, you slice into it good. Do you yell out a critical hit battle cry or what?
It's just a guttural scream of rage unlike anyone has ever heard.
Add that to the screams and agony in the room. Okay, these creatures, two of them are going to attack Havilar. Okay, so you're going to take half of this because of your raging, so you're resistant to it. One of them sinks into your arm, deals you that 9 damage. Mm-hmm. Another one, for a second, you just hear like this gross spitting noise, and then this glowing mucus appears next to you and explodes with bright light. So you need to make a dexterity saving throw, which you have advantage on.
There it is.
As you just try and cover your eyes.
So 17.
Okay, so you cover your eyes and you're not affected by the flashbang thing. In the meantime, Mumps, you're bit by the other one on the steps.
That makes sense.
As a reaction, can I cast my spiritual shield?
Yes, you do. So it's just towers over you and then comes to bite down at your neck, and these spirit dragons sort of appear and intercept the
Yay.
Damage. Go ahead. So you take 8 damage as still some of the teeth kind of slash into your shoulder there. And then it is Vaylet's turn.
Am I still, like, stunned?
Make that saving throw again.
It's dexterity, right?
Yep. Or no, it's wisdom.
5. Okay.
This time you're going to make a melee attack against a randomly determined creature.
Oh, God.
So,
oh, God.
Okay. 1 is you. 2 is Mumps. 3, 4, Spider. 5, 6, Blob. Roll a d6.
6.
Hey.
All right, so you forward and...
Or actually, can I hit him with the sword?
Yeah, the great sword.
A little girl, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Yes, you can. Make an attack roll.
It's an 18.
And Mumps, you look over and this huge sword just swings right over your head.
Because I'm not tall enough.
Yeah, and it slashes into this creature. So roll 2d6 for damage.
Okay.
And add your strength modifier, which might be small.
6 total.
And you are now standing right behind Mumps, and your spiders are going to attack as well.
Yay, good babies.
Mm-hmm. The spider above it is going to hit. The spider behind it is going to hit. And the other spider is going to hit. So now you're just, Mumps, you are completely, you basically can't move. You guys watch as the three spiders just bite into it and just pull it apart.
Yes.
And it just twitches in the mouths of all three of them and is dead.
Yay. Fantastic. Goodbye.
My turn.
Great. I'm going to go ahead.
Mumps, surrounded by a wall of giant spiders.
So we picture Mumps rushing forward, and then he stops. He goes, excuse me, pardon me, guys, coming through. And he's like gently pushes the spiders out of the way. And then he's rushing again and attacks this very, very wounded blob, just barely clinging to life with his rapier. Yes. Is it dead?
It's not quite dead.
Ooh.
Nope.
I'll go ahead and attack it again, just to make sure that it's really, surely, absolutely.
All right. When you pull your rapier out the first time, it sort of sinks down, almost falling to the ground completely, but you stab it once more.
Oh, I'm gonna try.
That's gonna be enough.
Yay.
2 blobs down this turn.
Bye.
All right, Havilar, you're up.
We're coming for you.
Yeah, I just hit it. I just swipe at its head area.
Yeah.
Well, we're back to the lows.
You're back to
now,
a 1
and
now?
I've rolled a 1.
Oh my gosh. This is actually crazy.
3 in 1 fight.
Missed that one, and doesn't faze me. I just keep going.
Well, let's see.
Oh no. Oh!
What did you get, a 20?
A 1! Another 1!
Is there something,
There's something wrong.
There's something
wrong. Who is doing this?
How close is Mumps to you?
No.
You are raging, and you swing. And you completely spin completely around and sort of lose your balance, but you're like, I'm doing it again. And you back your way towards Mumps. Mumps, make a dexterity saving throw.
Let's do this. Let's do this.
Your target is 20.
Okay.
It's a 21!
Oh!
It's a 21!
So she helicopters towards you and it's a great sword, right?
21.
Yes.
Swings right over you. You pop back up.
Nice.
And that's it for Havilar's turn. It's their turn. So there's, now that wooden door has kind of fallen over, you guys see into that room, there's some shelves back there that have this clear liquid stored in these big glass jugs.
I have some in my purse, too.
Mm-hmm. It's the same stuff.
Mm. Let's just unleash it and see what happens.
Oh, goodness.
I guess both of them are going to be able to reach Havilar and attack. One of them hits you?
Mm-hmm.
22. Okay. 22 damage. What? I just kept rolling high.
Don't I get half?
Oh, you get half of that. So Havilar is sort of surrounded. Havilar, you see one more up here.
Another
in,
one?
In the doorway.
Okay. Woof.
I knew I should have done something to that doorway. I was like, there might be actually more back there. I should Cloud of Daggers the doorway, but I didn't.
Veilette, you are up. I need you to save against this madness stuff.
Okay. Once again.
Your target is 10.
Well, I didn't achieve it.
Veilette 8 is going crazy with the voices. You're going to attack one of your spiders, I think.
No, my baby.
So you swing in your big sword at it again.
Yeah, I guess.
Make an attack roll. Good thing you picked that up.
Yeah, it was really helpful. Okay, it's a 6.
Okay, so the spider just kind of looks at you as if you kind of made a mistake. It probably forgives you.
Oh, I love them.
It's like, don't sweat it, Mom.
Mumps, what's up?
I'm going to take some steps forward so that I'm in stabbing range of the confused one. Oh, thank God. Oh, wow. And a natural 20.
Yay.
On the second attack. 6, 12. All right, so we have a total of 23 damage for Mr. Confused Blob. Or Ms. I can't tell them apart just by
thank
looking.
You.
Yeah, they may be non-gendered. Who? We don't
they
know.
They could be. They're really just giant blobs. They reproduce when someone comes along and chews them enough and then spits them out into the pavement.
So you stab the thing good, but it is still clinging to life over here.
I was going to do my bonus action and heal Havilar again. It's another 11 health points.
I'm going to use my reckless attack to have an advantage because it seems like I may need it. You know, I'm going to roll Veilette's dice because
Ooh,
I think we should swap being as the juju seems
a
little strange right
strange.
Now.
You're due for two 20s. I would keep the same die.
I need to buy a lottery ticket today. I'm going to attack this one here.
All right, so you slash a big chunk off the top of it, mm-hmm. and the two pieces just fall to the ground, lifeless.
Yeah,
and then I want to turn towards this one over here and slice at him.
So you slash right through it. Can you make a wisdom saving throw for me?
Oh no, it's a 5.
So as you stab at it, you see one of its weird mouths say, "Not like this." And you're just like,
God. What?
So you're going to move in a random direction.
All right. I can work with that.
You move into the room.
All right.
Room.
I can do that.
40 feet. You're like crazy fast, right?
I just
right?
run. Yeah. Wow.
But
I'm
one of them actually does hit you.
Gets me on the way.
Just kind of gets you in the back, but you don't notice because you're sort of going mad and running straight for
and also
this
raging.
Other room. Yeah. In this room, which is actually a natural dug cave, you see there are these two shelves of this clear liquid, and then towards the right is some wine and beer barrels. So one of them, I think, is close enough to you to reach you and then attack you.
Yeah, one of them.
It hits you, and the other one is going to attack Havilar, who's in the room, and hit her. I'm rolling really high with damage, though. 25 to Mumps. 10 to Havilar. So you guys are both bitten. Veilette, you are up. You are on the stairs still, I believe.
All right, I'm still confused.
There's none that close to you, so I'm not going to make you worry about it right now. So
okay.
You're good.
Since I can see it, can I do the thorn whip at it from where I am?
I think you need to be 15 feet, but you can move closer if you like.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'm closer. And then it comes from both of my hands, out of both of my hands, kind of like Spider-Man, but way sexier.
All right, so two lines lash out. Wrap and slash into the skin as you draw them back towards you. So Mumps is up.
The spiders don't help?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can command the spiders to do whatever you want them
say,
to now.
Spiders, attack the blob attacking Mumps.
Three of them dig their fangs into the gibbering mouther. They tear little chunks of it off, but it's still there, barely alive.
Mm.
And that makes it Mumps' turn.
I'm going to heal myself. Third level spell slot, cure wounds. Side 9 for 13. That's all I got.
One more blob creature starts kind of crawling from where the shelves are.
We need to do something.
From back behind the shelves.
If I could just stop being crazy, I have an idea.
Is what you think to yourself as the creature behind you slashes at you with its teeth. So you take 28 damage this time.
Then I'm zero.
Wait.
Oh, no.
You guys watch Havilar just cocks her head, and you see there's something weird moving, and then the creature behind her attacks and bites into her neck, and she just slumps down and falls.
Is it too late for me to do a death ward on Havilar?
I don't think so, because she's still alive.
So I have to touch her, so I need to get to her.
Oh, no!
And death ward her.
Okie dokie.
Can I simultaneously take the vials out of my purse and like smash them on the ground?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're going to have to run past a gibbering mouther.
Yes. Spiders? Oh, can I run around the spider?
Yeah,
skirt?
You can make it. You
I'm
can
gonna be strategic.
So where are you kind of aiming with these jugs as you kind of decide to throw
so
them
I'm
at
aiming
the
to like the floor that's not the mouthing gibber or whatever.
As long as they shatter somewhere.
Yeah, maybe the walls or something.
All right, so you kind of shatter those before you even
get to her.
Run.
Yeah.
And you just get this scent of alcohol, just strong.
Is it gin? So I just smashed gin on the walls.
Moonshine.
Okay.
How many more vials of moonshine do you have?
I only had a couple. I only grabbed the ones that were up at the bar.
Oh man.
There's only a couple. Yeah,
there's
a shelf back here by her.
So you're running, and one of them comes out and just bites you.
Oh, probably this one, since the other one's occupied by the spiders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You take 24 piercing damage.
Okay. Got 10 left, y'alls.
You run up and touch her and grant her protection from death if she would die.
But we are really close to these.
So do the spiders get to attack now?
I say, okay, so I have three of them, right?
Yep.
One of them I want to continue attacking this guy. The other two spiders I'm going to command to go and smash all of the moonshine vials.
Are we
going
to burn it to the ground?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're going to get out.
But if she has zero, she can't run out of the burning building.
We're going to carry her.
The injured spider is trying to make its way towards you, but is actually bitten, and its head is just sort of bitten off and absorbed into this mass.
Oh, man.
The one tries to attack that same one, but misses. And the final one makes it through the hole and like squeezes through, and with a long spider arm, it's able to bat at one of the shelves, but it knocks over the shelf, and jugs just start falling and splashing all over the floor and creating this huddle. Then it is Mumps' turn.
Okay, so the plan is... I'm assuming these things don't speak common.
Well, if you and I and Havilar can get up and get out of here, I can do a firebolt and this whole thing will go up. I mean, now we've covered the walls in moonshine.
All right, so I can kill the one that's weak.
Uh-huh.
And then the one spider can distract the one in between us so that then another spider can carry Havilar.
Yes.
and we'll all run out of here.
Perfect, perfect.
And burn it to the ground.
It's a plan.
I attack the very wounded blob in front of me, and it deals 8 points of damage.
That's just enough to finish it.
Bye.
So what do you do next?
I'll stay right where I am.
Like, you know what? I think I said we should just go on with our journey, but no. We had to come in here and murder a little girl and an old man.
Yeah, I guess that was probably a little girl.
It's all right. Let's not think about it.
I'm not.
Good.
Yeah, it's not my turn.
All right, one of them attacks Vaylet.
Rude.
It's going to hit you.
Oh, God. Oh, I might be dead, you guys.
I've got 4.
I'm not dead. Oh.
So I'm just getting started.
Here. Oh.
Rude.
So you take 11 damage.
I'm dead.
You raise up your hands to defend yourself, but it just wraps around and bites into your neck. You are now dying on the floor.
Do you fall down next to me in a very...
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. You know how they kind of are like...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mumps, you are alive. What are you going to do?
Here's my ace in the hole. Now that we're level 9... I gain access to 5th level spells, and I have 1 5th level spell slot. And the spell I selected is Mass Cure Wounds. Up to 6 creatures that I choose are going to gain 3d8 plus my spellcasting modifier points of health. And I choose me, Violette, Havilar, and the 2 spiders.
Yay!
So let's find out my 1 5th level spell. Let's, oh my God. Let's make this work, y'all. All right, here we go. We gain... +4, we all gain 19 health points.
The 2 of you wake up.
Eyes, look once more. Arms.
There's a gibbering mouther towering over you as you guys.
Oh, wait. We'll continue this later.
We'll continue it later.
Get the move on. Get the F out of here.
What?
He said, get the money. I think he said, get the money.
Oh.
Havilar, you're up.
And what else is in there? Nothing? Just the...
These shelves that have, since you've been unconscious, have been toppled over, and there's just this strong scent of alcohol filling the room. And then the cave seems to descend further into darkness past that point.
Mumps would like to repeat,
run, bitch, run!
Vaylet.
Yes.
Can you cast a fire thing?
Yes, several.
And light this place up.
Yes.
If we run right now.
Hala, yes. You missed the plan because you were unconscious.
Yes, that's exactly the plan.
Oh, good. Way ahead of me. Then.
Okay, then I'm going to do firebolt, but I'm going to aim it like right to like the biggest area of the moonshine so that it can spread quickly.
Vaylet, please be careful. We must have time to run away.
I'll be fine. I'll have time.
So do you want to run?
Perhaps
and then
run
count?
Closer to me.
Well... One of my spiders is in the thick of it. Can I command before I attack?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, spider, come to mama. But be quick. And it's aimed right at, like, the biggest concentration of moonshine. And actually, I don't want to, make assumptions, but this gibbering mouther here seems to be right where all the moonshine
is.
Yeah,
he's spent. Soaked in it. So your fireball actually hits, like, right at its lower mass. It ignites, and it sort of explodes because there's glasses that are still kind of falling off the top bits of the shelf. And then when they hit, they're just this display of firebombs. And the fire kind of spreads into the room where you're at, and as you run towards your friends, it licks at the back of your neck.
Ooh.
We, as they say, book it.
Yep, you do it with the spiders right behind you. Okay, so here's the thing. The giant spiders won't fit through the trap door.
No.
Oh my god!
Oh, no.
So there's one of them that was right behind you is just looking and attempting to break out through there.
I quickly grab Vaylet and shield her and I hold her. Vaylet, don't look. We have to keep moving. I close the door.
Oh, devastating.
So the spider vanishes behind the wooden door. And you guys run out of the tavern and you fall as you just... The action of the explosion takes place behind you. And the three of you are lying in the dirt as this village of people just watches you in shock.
I rise to my feet, I brush off the dust very confidently, and I announce to the townspeople, "We have slain the monsters, have no fear! The Gumbies in the basement have been terminated!"
So the man with the mustache kind of approaches and says, "Was there anybody else in there?"
No!
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 No
they
one.
They were all dead when we got
everyone,
there.
Everyone, sadly,
the screams,
sadly, fortunately,
the
had...
The screams were definitely yes. foretelling.
Yes. Passed on.
So a grim crowd kind of expresses their appreciation to you. offers you lodging for the night, whatever you need.
Thank you. Very kind.
They also pull together a reward of 80 gold between them. That's
quite generous. Yeah,
thank you very much. This will come in handy on our journey.
And your journey kind of continues to the north up into the mountains. You're a couple days away, but there's something as you go that makes you feel a little bit better as the mist starts to clear, as the weather improves. You see Castle Viahara standing on a peak far above.
Ooh. There it is. Finally.
At the end of our episode here, we're approaching our 10th episode. So instead of a D100, roll a D12 to select your monster.
Ready? 6.
Right in the middle.
Okay. 6 it is. We'll see what awaits us in Castle Viahara next episode and roll for it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollforitpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollforitpod. See you there.